Hi, I'm Keren, and this is The Divine Feminist, a podcast about putting the magic and the common sense of balance back at the very center of our world, and along the way reconnecting with the perfect spark of usness that's always been waiting outside of the boxes and the shoulds of society, ready to bring us back to ourselves. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's get going. Well, hello, and welcome back to The Divine Feminist. I'm going to start this week in the same way I do every episode now. You know the drill by now. So how are you? How are you really? This week's mini episode, is my response to that question, or more a response to my response to that question. Because when I put my hand on my heart this week and asked, how are you really? The response I received was one word: exhausted. That's a word I've heard a lot from other people recently too, and understandably so. I think this past 6 months, this past year, has been an interesting one. It's been a challenging one, and looking ahead to the coming months, we know that there's a lot of challenge ahead too. We know there's a lot of work to be done. And while none of us are shrinking away from that work, from that challenge, it's understandable, I think, that we're feeling a little bit weary. And so today's episode is a bit of a response to that weariness, and a bit of a response to the season too, here where I am in the Northern Hemisphere. In order to honour that exhaustion that came up for me when I asked the question, as I've mentioned, today's is also a little bit of a mini episode. All right, okay, that second part is not strictly true, because this episode is a mini one because after pushing against that exhaustion for the best part of a week, I had a massive IT disaster, lost everything I'd recorded for this podcast, not once, but twice. You see, for all rest is something I really wanted to talk about, I was really tired, I kept rambling, but I had loads to say on the subject, so I just kept going, I just kept recording it, even though I was tired. I was like, no, I've got loads to say. And then the IT disaster kicked in, a second time, and I realised that maybe this was a great big sign. A great big sign that it was time for me to practice what I preach on this one. Because my brain isn't in the place for a full episode, isn't in the place to really start discussing this in detail, although there's so much we could talk about rest and capitalism and patriarchy and, okay, Keren, calm down. So today's episode instead is a little briefer than usual. It's a bit of a reminder to all of us, me included, of how important it is, how valid it is to rest when we need to. The energy right now is interesting. Not only because of the weird and challenging year that we've experienced, that we're still experiencing, or because of all the activity going on in the skies, she says, with Mars in retrograde and Mercury about to follow within the next month. But I'm finally recording this podcast, again, on the equinox. Traditionally a time of balance, a time when we're all often drawn to just pause, to just look at the balance within our lives. That's the case because the equinoxes are the two points of the year that fall midway between the solstices, the points when the day and the night are pretty much equal in length. Now, if you are listening to this in the Southern Hemisphere, this equinox today marks the halfway point towards summer. Although, given the past few months, you would definitely be forgiven if you needed to take a pause before dancing on out into the sunshine and sunning yourself on a beach somewhere. I'm only mildly jealous as I say that. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're heading into the longer, darker nights. And so although there may well be that new school year feeling that September always brings, this time of year also carries the kind of energy, even during the best of years, that has us feeling the pull inwards, that has us feeling that real need to just snuggle in for the winter and rest. And it's that that I want to remind you of the importance of right now. These patriarchal societies of ours, they like to tell us that anything other than go, go, go is a failure, that there's no need for rest, there's certainly no time for it because there's far too much to be done. And the wonders of capitalism, meanwhile, well, they tell us time and time again that our only value is in achievement, results in tangible success, and that without those things, well, we might as well just accept that we're worthless, mightn't we? I'm here to tell you, every last bit of that is bullshit. I mean, that's not a surprise, right? We know this. But as I've just evidenced in telling you the story of my week, my own response to that message that I was feeling exhausted, it's not always easy to listen to that knowledge when there are so many external sources out there that would have us think otherwise, that would have us believe that we must just keep going no matter what. And so part of today's episode is to remind you that not only is it important to rest, but it's understandable if that's something you struggle with too. I've talked before about my own struggles with being a workaholic. Something that I've realised over the past year wasn't just about work. It wasn't only working that I was addicted to. It was any sort of productivity, I guess. I mean, yeah, I couldn't figure out how to stop working, but it was also that I couldn't figure out how to stop being busy. How to stop taking on problems that weren't mine. How to stop giving my time and my energy to other people, and how to stop putting myself in that position of becoming a martyr energetically for anyone and anything out there that would call upon me. To put it simply, I just couldn't stop doing. What happened was that I burnt out. And although even that didn't stop the doing, it did stop me being able to do any of those things especially well. It didn't stop me from keeping going no matter what, but it certainly made me not so good at the paid work that I do, not so attentive a friend, a daughter, a sister, any number of the other roles that I fulfill in my life. Just as bad, or possibly even worse than that, it made me not so good at looking after myself. I found myself constantly anxious, constantly ill with just little coughs and colds and things like that. Constantly in all of the wrong things that left my energy levels plummeting and left me feeling pretty grotty. Staying up really late at night, even though I am not the best night owl. And then the next day being far too tired to actually enjoy the day ahead. It got to the point that I eventually had to stop. I eventually had to take a real break because I just wasn't well enough to keep going. But even after that break, even after I started to get better and could do more, that workaholic drive within me, it still made it really hard to remember that I didn't have to. And those messages that came my way from the outside world, those messages that still come my way from the outside world, made it hard to remember that it was okay for me to stop. And I tell you this story, I tell you my story, but it's not only my story. It's one I hear from so many clients, from so many friends, from family members, one I've heard from colleagues in different jobs over the years too. Over and over again, I've heard people tell and still hear people tell the same stories that I've heard coming out of my own mouth about why I couldn't take a break, why I couldn't rest, why other people had it so much tougher than me and yet they weren't resting, so I shouldn't either. And the fact is that while every one of those stories had a little grain of truth in them, yes, I did have to keep working to a point, to keep paying the bills, keep putting food on the table, all of that stuff. Not one of those stories was fully true. Not one of those stories meant that any of us genuinely could not ever rest, could not ever just pause and take a break. And what's more, not one of those stories that I have ever heard have ever been the real problem that stopped us from taking a break. In my experience, the real problem was for me, and is always for other people, the messages that lay under that stories. The beliefs that we carry about ourselves and our productivity that keep us going even when we know we need a break. The ideas that if we pause, that means that we stop. If we stop, that means that we've failed. If we fail, that means that we're not enough. That means that our security is threatened. That means that we've let people down, and so on and so forth. These reasons that we believe mean it's not possible for us to rest, is certainly not okay for us to rest. And unpicking those stories, uncovering them, and then working through them to recognise how untrue they are, that's not always easy. Let me tell you that it took me therapy, a lot of therapy. And that involved going into the messages that I'd internalised, actually stopping to understand them all, and then working through to recognise just what there was in my life that disproved them. Working through all of those things in my mind to understand why I didn't feel like I'd give myself permission to rest. And then changing those beliefs so that actually not only could I give myself permission, but I could enjoy the rest that I experienced. Something that I found in therapy, and it's something that I still find with clients that I work with in the other chair too, is that it takes work to be able to get to that point of enjoying our downtime so often when we've been told for so long that rest is lazy, that taking a break will get us nowhere, that hard work is what leads to success. Oh, to get to that point of giving myself permission to rest, that took a lot of the hard work. But then what came next, that place of coming to enjoy those breaks, coming to enjoy that downtime, well, that wasn't one that took quite so much of the professional support. That was bloody hard too in its own right. It took a lot of discomfort at first. The discomfort of sitting there with itchy fingers, desperate to find something to do, picking up my phone and just fiddling about on it, doing whatever it was I could do that would just stop that itch. It took a lot of sitting with that discomfort, sitting with those itchy fingers and asking what it was that they were trying to tell me. In my case, although I don't think this is the same with everybody, it took a lot of sleep too, actually. Not only because it turned out that once I did stop with the constant doing, I was bloody shattered and needed a lot of sleep, but also because sometimes I found that napping was the only way I could take a break without my mind going into overdrive about all of the things that I could be doing. I mean, even when I started to practice mindfulness meditation, which has been an absolute godsend for me in cutting off this constant need to do and learning more to be, I found myself sleeping way more than I actually meditated. I'd quite often message my lovely friend Rachel and she'd say, "Hi, what you been up to?" I'd say, "Oh, I laid down to meditate 45 minutes ago. Now I've just woken up and actually I was asleep the whole way through." On the subject of napping, by the way, there's an incredible organisation called the Nap Ministry. I'll pop their Instagram details in the show notes for this episode. They are dedicated to, and I quote this from their Instagram, "examining the liberating power of naps. We believe that rest is a form of resistance and reparation." Let me repeat that last bit because I think it's important. Important enough for us to ponder and important enough for us to use this to challenge that idea that rest means failure. We believe that rest is a form of resistance and reparation. I'd encourage you just to think about that, just to ponder that again in the face of this white supremacist, patriarchal, capitalist society. Rest as a form of resistance and reparation. Not to mention the fact that rest is the thing that powers us up. Rest is the thing that, to use that cliche we hear over and over again, fills up our cup so that not only can we do those various jobs and roles that we take on in society well, but so that we have the energy to challenge the things that we know need to change. Rest is the thing that gives our mind the space to dream, to consider possibilities, to think about new ways of life and new ways forward. Rest's pretty scary if you think about it to the people in the institutions in power, because when we rest, when we're not constantly tired and burned out, then we have the imagination to be able to bring about change. We have the energy to kind of force that change, to really take action and make things happen. And so let me repeat that again. We believe rest is a form of resistance and a form of reparation. Now, once again, let me tell you that as I work through this process for myself, what I found, as with so many of the inner storylines, that the negative inner storylines we tell ourselves, which hold us back from health, from happiness, from making those big changes in our lives and in the wider world, it was the fact that the things that were trying to convince me I could just keep going, they were rubbish. They were things that had been told to me by institutions, societies, ways of thinking, ways of believing that actually I don't trust, I don't have any time for, and yet they'd been so insidious that they'd just snuck into me and I'd come to believe them. What I found, as so many of the clients I've worked with on these issues have found too, is that not only did my mind and my body need me to rest, but that when I blocked out all of that external noise, all of that bullshit that was trying to keep me small, I really wanted to take a break and rest too. That the number of times when I closed my eyes and thought about what is it that I'd love to be doing right now, it actually wasn't about doing. It was about just being. I talk a lot about the little cabins that I love to go to in the woods once or twice a year with Callie. They're my happy place. They've been my happy place for the longest time. And what I came to realise while I was working through all of this was that they're not just my happy place because the woods are beautiful. They're not just my happy place because I get to hear the birds singing and get to see the glorious sunrises and sunsets over the lake. They're my happy place too because they're somewhere where I've always given myself permission to rest. They're somewhere where there are some days that Callie and I will go for a walk first thing in the morning, come home, come back to the cabin. It'll be 10 a.m. and I'll realise that I have absolutely nothing that I need to do for the rest of the day. There are these glorious golden hours where sometimes I'll just lie on the sofa, snuggled up to Callie, maybe watching a movie while I doze, maybe reading a book just for pleasure, maybe just lying there, fussing my dog, listening to the birds sing outside, and just being. And when I used to think about how much I wanted to go to that place, yeah, part of it was because I wanted to be in the woods. Yeah, part of it was because I wanted to be in that wonderful place and do all of the wonderful things that I do there, like reading, like watching movies. A big part of it was because that was the place where I give myself the permission to rest. And so that was the place where I would feel completely fulfilled in that moment because I wanted to rest. If I could bottle that feeling, the feeling that I get when I think about that place, the feeling that I get when I think about just being, that's what I would put at the end of this podcast. And maybe it's one you know too. Maybe you can think about that place where you give yourself the permission to just stop and just be. I hope so, because I hope that as I'm saying that, you can feel your happy place and your happy feeling within you. And you can remember that any tiredness you feel, maybe it is a call to get back to that, and not just in your happy place, not just on holiday or wherever it is, but wherever it is that you can give yourself permission to rest. Because actually anywhere that we are, any time that we are, we can change things up. We can give ourselves permission to rest, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Although hopefully it's for longer than that. And so as I come to the end of this very, very short episode of this podcast, I guess it's that feeling that I wanted to share with you. And it's the fundamentals of what I've learned about this subject from my own story and from working with other people on this exact theme that I wanted to leave you with. That the world will tell you must keep going. That's not true. You need to rest when you're tired. The world will tell you that things will fall apart if you stop, even for just 10 minutes. That's not true. It's okay to rest. It's okay to set a boundary and give yourself permission to rest. The world will tell you that to pause, to breathe, to rest means you're giving up. It means that you are somehow a failure. And that one, that's total and utter bullshit. Not only because I can guarantee you that you'll be far more effective in every single part of your life and far happier too after you've taken the time out to just rest and give yourself a break, but also because you don't need those medals of participation to prove anything. You don't need them to prove that you are in any way successful. Your very existence means that you are worthy of success, of love, of praise. And what's more, means that you're worthy of rest. Now, I'm off. I'm off for a bit of a nap because, hey, when I asked, how are you really? That's what I needed. I would encourage you to check out the Nap Ministry on Instagram if it calls to you. They really are awesome. And I would also encourage you to go ahead and do whatever it is that you need to do to give yourself a break. Whatever it is that you need to do to get out of that headspace of acting and into that headspace of just being. Thank you so much for listening to The Divine Feminist. If you'd like to know more about today's episode, check out the show notes below. If you want to know more in general, head over to Instagram where it's @divine.feminist or to my website, KarenRowntree.com/divinefeminist. I'll be back again with another episode in 2 weeks. But until then, I'd love to hear from you. So please get in touch if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions of what you'd like to hear. If you don't want to miss out on future episodes, be sure to subscribe in your favourite podcast store. And hey, if you feel so cold, maybe give us a rating there too. Ideally 5 stars. Until next time though, thank you and take care.